in the name of Jesus alone. They just don't get it. The way they think things should go gets pushed aside. Last Wednesday, the 12 were amazed as Jesus strode on ahead like the Shekinah going up to Jerusalem. What that might mean was surely something to be avoided. True indeed, Jesus leaves them in no doubt of that. Even so, it might still turn out the way they wanted it to. Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your glory. That was the request put by James and John, who got in first ahead of the others, which made the others mad. Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking." He made it quite clear that they are not going to get to run the show their way. That's not what is going on with him. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. It's his life that is the ransom. There's nothing of their doing in that. It's all his, only his. And we are told of his passion as his alone. Every attempt to fit it into somebody else's program or control falls to the ground, just as they did in Gethsemane when Jesus said, "I am he." So it was with Judas and those who came with him of the temple guards. Jesus asked that those who were with him might go, leaving him alone. But Peter thought to help Jesus out and defended him as the sort of Jesus Peter wanted him to be. He sliced off Malchus's ear. Jesus told him to put his sword away. A sword has nothing to do with what he is doing, what he moves toward, pushing away anything and anyone who would deflect him from that or fit him to something else, to somebody else's plan. There are those who have seen something like that going on with Judas. Today's gospel tells us that one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What will you give me if I deliver him to you?" And they paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that moment he sought an opportunity to betray him. What's it worth to betray Jesus? You should know. You have given some answers to that question. But hardly 30 pieces of silver, unless Judas is just another common money grubber. The aria in the great St. Matthew Passion brings us to the confession, "Ich bin's." It is I. The depth of Judas' sin and ours, the sin of taking over from God or attempting to help him along with the help we think he needs. In this way, we may see Judas as acting for Jesus, pushing him into the big action, forcing his hand to do Messiah in the best Messiah way. Yet we are told what we are told in a way that resists every attempt of ours to fit it to our explanations, questions, expectations, to fit a usable Jesus into our plans and pieties. All through Lent, the gradual has been calling, "Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and protector of our faith." What's our faith? But only Jesus. Follow close, therefore, attending only to him. He's doing it. And at every step along the way through Lent, we are amazed. He does beyond the reach of any attempt of ours to explain or get control or bend to our purposes. Judas does what Judas does, why Judas does it, which brings Jesus on his way to giving his life a ransom for many. In Gethsemane, Jesus reaches to Judas that Judas might be spared doing such a thing. In the depths of John, Jesus bids him to do it. Then, in the rest of today's gospel, what is going on? Some sort of password? I don't know. No sweat, there's no doubt. Jesus does. We may let him get on with it. A Passover like one there's never been before. If a family celebration, then why isn't his mother there? Only the 12. And he knocks out of them any notion of theirs to be celebrating. From them, the betrayer, one of you. Can't be me. Surely not I, Lord. Then there's the business of dipping in the bowl. Lent has been pushing back every attempt to interfere, to get some piece of the action for me, to fit Jesus to making me a bit nicer chap, to fit Jesus to our explanations, goals, programs, and expectations. Don't get in the way of his being your savior. The only savior he is the way he does it. Just stand clear. Fix your eyes on Jesus. When he has done it all, then he arranges his way of his giving it all into you. Take and eat. This is my true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Amen.